Hello and welcome to this episode of the What's New on the Net podcast. It's Sunday, February 20th, 2022, and I am your host, Saurabh Goswala, welcoming you to this roller coaster ride of all the important tech stories of this week from around the world. So brace yourself, here they come. Now this first story is around a worrisome development, and if it happens has the potential to break the internet, claims some experts. Both Chrome and Firefox browsers will have their 100th versions out. But wait, shouldn't that be a reason to celebrate? So what's the fear all about? You see, some experts believe that because of technical reasons like parsing, the 100th versions could break some of the websites. In fact, Mozilla has also warned website developers that the upcoming Firefox 100 and Chrome 100 versions may break websites when parsing user agent strings containing three-digit version numbers. So what's a user string? A user agent is a string used by a web browser that includes information about the software, such as the browser name, its version number, and the various technologies it uses. In fact, over last year, Mozilla had launched an experiment to check out the possibility of that happening, and this week it published a blog post with the results. It found that version number 100 will affect some sites. So now there's talk that browser developers will freeze the version number at 99, if they are unable to solve the problem before the 100th version is out. Reminds you a bit of the Y2K scare, isn't it? Don't know what that was? Why don't you look it up then? Some of you may not have yet switched over to Microsoft Windows 11 from the previous version. Well, Microsoft has not forgotten you. Earlier this week, it released a Windows 10 update, much to the surprise of users. Windows 10 update is now available as an optional one, which means it will not download automatically, but you will have to do it manually. All of you know how that's done, I hope. The update reportedly fixes several Windows 10 problems, so my mind says it could be worth downloading on your machines. It's up to you though. Now for some online advertising news and your online privacy. We all know Google's vow to phase out the use of third-party cookies that help track people's habits on the web. But the privacy-oriented alternative for third-party cookies has not yet being developed, although attempts are on. So this week, Google announced a multi-year initiative to build the privacy sandbox on Android, with the goal of introducing new, more private advertising solutions. Specifically, these solutions will limit sharing of user data with third parties and operate without cross-app identifiers, including advertising ID, Google said in a blog post. Google also revealed that it was also exploring technologies that reduce the potential for covert data collection, including safer ways for apps to integrate with advertising SDKs. Since this is a podcast you are listening to, I must tell you about the recent study of news, Americans and podcasts by Pew Research. The survey has shown that about a quarter of adults in the US, about 23%, said they got news at least sometimes from podcasts. The share of Americans who say they often get news from a podcast was quite small, at just 7%, compared with about twice as many adults, 16%, who said they sometimes got news from podcasts. At the same time, more than half of Americans, 56%, said they never get news from podcasts, suggesting there was still quite a lot of growth potential for this nascent industry. These numbers are relatively stable compared with those reported in 2020, said Pew.
Here is a shout out to founders, co-founders, CEOs, CTOs and C-suite guys of tech unicorns, businesses and startups around the world. Come share your business story on our weekly podcast. CEO Speak is a new slot we have introduced in which the top management of tech companies can tell the rest of their community of their success, their struggles, and so on. Plus, as a bonus, the same will also be published on our website whatsnewonthenet.com. Get your invite by writing into us at whatsnewonthenet.com @gmail.com.
And now on to one of my favorite sections, startup profiles. Today, I will talk about backlinking on websites and how a startup can help you get quality backlinks without much effort. The US-based Respana, founded by Farzad Rashidi and Payman Tay, aims to simplify link building for website owners. The startup offers artificial intelligence-powered link building opportunities. The SaaS platform allows users to optimize, structure, and streamline their link building process. Respana promises to connect enterprises with a list of possible candidates and create an outreach strategy that will get results. This link building software offers a five-stage approach to building and connecting with possible partners. That's Respana.com for you. This second startup called UI Generator is also for website developers. Called UI Generator, this one claims to have a solution to website design complexities. The generator is an extension of the Unicorn platform, which is a drop-and-drag website builder, and users can engage the tool to create mockups in seconds for a variety of use cases. For instance, users can generate profile, messaging, notification, or calendar interfaces for the web or for mobile apps. Each mockup is available as a downloadable .dotpng file, which is basically an image. The generator is easy to use. Users do not need to set up an account to start generating mockups. The tool offers a set of templates for various use cases, with 7 different color options. The tool has layouts for both desktop and mobile, and users can select either a dark or light background.
A word of caution. Listeners are strongly advised to do their due diligence before buying or downloading any of the startups featured here. Startup profiles are only for information purposes, and this podcast does not vouch for any of their features.
And with that, it's a wrap. I am at the end of the podcast. Hope you've liked it. If so, press the like or subscribe button. That gives us a lot of positivity. This is your host, Saurabh Goswala, wishing you goodbye. Until we meet next Sunday.